This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, junior enlisted service members could get a 15% pay hike as soon as next year. A Senate committee is trying to find out why the Postal Service keeps raising mail prices. And DOJ's efforts to come down hard on pandemic fraudsters has recovered more than $3 billion. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Friday, April 12th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. The Justice Department's effort to crack down on pandemic fraud has recovered more than $3 billion since 2021. In a new report, the COVID-19 Fraud Enforcement Task Force says that it has filed criminal charges against more than 3,500 people and won more than 400 civil settlements and judgments worth over $100 million. The task force has also won pandemic fraud criminal cases against more than 2,000 people. Over the last year, DOJ added more resources in each state by naming assistant attorneys general focused on pandemic fraud enforcement. Additionally, DOJ established 5 COVID-19 fraud enforcement strike forces across 6 federal districts to pursue the most impactful criminal fraud cases. Another federal cyber executive is heading out the door. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us who.
Sean Connolly, who has led many of the major federal cybersecurity initiatives over the last decade, is heading to the private sector. The TIC program manager and senior cyber architect at CISA will join Zscaler. He'll lead their international zero trust compliance efforts. Connolly is leaving federal service after 11 years at CISA and 7-plus years as a contractor working for the State Department and NOAA. Federal News Network has learned Connolly's last day will be April 19th. During his time at CISA, Connolly has been the face and brains behind the TIC and Zero Trust programs. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
A one-stop shop for Americans to access government benefits and services is about to test out facial recognition. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman reports.
The General Services Administration is launching a pilot in May that will allow individuals to sign into login.gov with a selfie. Facial recognition tools will match the photo to a form of government ID, like a driver's license, to verify a user's identity. GSA says this will help people sign up for federal services easily while protecting them from identity theft and cyber attacks. The agency claims these facial recognition tools meet federal identity proofing standards. That's after a federal watchdog found GSA misled agency customers for years about meeting those standards. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
A Pathways program overhaul aims to open the doors to more job candidates. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman has the details.
Skills-based hiring and reduced requirements will now be major priorities for agencies who use the Pathways program. The Office of Personnel Management has issued a final rule to update the program, focused on bringing in more early career federal talent. Under the changes, federal interns will see lower requirements for converting into full-time federal jobs. And graduates of programs like the Peace Corps or registered apprenticeships can also now apply to Pathways, regardless of whether they have a college degree. The Biden administration is hoping the changes will bring in more diverse federal employees and ease hiring burdens on agencies. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
The Navy's secret Project Overmatch is ahead of schedule. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more.
While the project details have been veiled in secrecy, Navy officials say the project delivery continues to be ahead of schedule. Project Overmatch already provides software capabilities to at least 3 carrier strike groups and numbered fleets. Rear Admiral Doug Small says the service is laser-focused on fielding software rather than buying new hardware. Project Overmatch is the Navy's contribution to the Pentagon's Seajet C2 effort to connect all networks. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
Employees at the Defense Health Agency now have a solid outline of their union rights and other workforce protocols. A new labor management agreement with the American Federation of Government Employees details, among other things, the agency's policies on work hours, leave, official time, and telework. The interim agreement is effective immediately for DHA's 38,000 bargaining unit employees who first voted to unionize in 2022. In the meantime, AFGE says it'll be training local union officials to make sure the agreement is carried out in practice. Junior enlisted service members could get a 15% hike to their base pay as soon as next year. The plan is part of a comprehensive military quality of life report unveiled by lawmakers on Thursday. While service members receive pay increases every year, they're not keeping up with inflation. The proposed pay raise would bring the salaries of junior enlisted service members to over $30,000 annually. Lawmakers vowed the report's recommendation will be in the 2025 National Defense Authorization Act. A Senate committee is trying to find out why the Postal Service keeps raising its mail prices. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee will hold a hearing next Tuesday. It'll hear from Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, as well as a postal regulator that's been approving these higher mail prices. The USPS Inspector General and the chairman of the USPS Board of Governors are also slated to testify. USPS plans to raise the price of a first-class stamp to 73 cents in July. That's its sixth price increase since 2020. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Friday, April 12th, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.